Good morning. I have the children's story this morning. The title of my story is The Good Swimmer. So once upon a time in a land far, far away, there was a little girl with some very caring parents. When she was around 8 years old, how old are you guys? How old are you? Five and you're seven. And how old are you? Are you four? You're four? Okay. Well, when I was around eight, my parents enrolled me in swimming lessons. Yippee. Her daddy was a junior high coach, and the school that he worked at had an indoor pool. Any of you have a school that has a pool in the middle? Well, way back in the day, they used to build these beautiful buildings. That's Woodrow Wilson Junior High. It was built in around 1920. Isn't it beautiful? And there's a swimming pool in the middle of that building. This is what it looks like today. They filled the swimming pool in. But it is now, I am so glad that they kept the building. They restored it. It is way down on the Seawall Boulevard, right next to the canal. And it's part of Lamar University, Port Arthur now. So it's a beautiful building. But taking swimming lessons was a good thing. Any of y'all taken swimming lessons yet? Any swimming lessons down there? No? Well, the problem was this girl was terrified of water. And this particular pool in the middle of that school, the deep end of that pool was 10 feet deep. How do you suppose? That's probably about eight. So about up to that vent up there, or maybe to the top of that, is about 10 feet. That's how deep that pool was in the deep end. And that was quite scary for a little eight-year-old girl. But her brother and her sister were also enrolled in swimming lessons, but they didn't have a problem with water. They loved the lakes and the ocean, and she lived in Port Arthur. This school is in Port Arthur. It's right by the ocean, and it's along the coast, so they're not far from the ocean. And a fun fact about this Woodrow Wilson Junior High, the dad, back in 1950, coached Jimmy Johnson in football. And for those of you who follow football, know that Jimmy Johnson went on to coach the Dallas Cowboys. And I'll tell you that this little girl that was afraid of the water, that was me. And this dad that coached Jimmy Johnson, that was my dad. And he said that there was not just one good football player in that junior high group. There were four that were very good, and they all went on to play college and into coaching afterwards. And, of course, Jimmy Johnson went on to be the Dallas Cowboy head coach. So my brother and sister continued. Have any of you ever seen one of those? When I was a kid, that's what you got when you passed your swimming lessons. And this one is for beginner. I got a beginner, and I got an advanced beginner, but I never got any further than that. But my brother and sister, they continued on. They got a beginner. They got an advanced beginner. They got an intermediate and a swimmers. They were such good, strong swimmers. They loved swimming. And coward that I am, I hate water, I hate the deep end. And when you the further you get in these classes, they put you in the deep end. And it's like, that's not going to work for me. But my parents did let me quit because I did learn how to swim, but I was just terrified of the water. But knowing how to swim is a very good thing. I'm going to tell you a story about how I watched my brother, David, save two people in the ocean. So my daughter, Lizzie, got married on the beach in Destin, Florida. So all the family, they drove from Texas down to Florida so they could go to this wedding. And my family, my mom and my dad and my sister and brother and all their kids, all rented a house on the beach. And the day after the wedding, they invited us to come over and swim at the beach. And so we were all sitting out on the sand enjoying the sun and the beautiful ocean, and my brother was way out in the water, and so was my sister. They just love swimming. But not too long after we got there, my brother came running back to shore, and he said, there's somebody in trouble out in the water. So he grabbed two boogie boards. That's what a boogie board looks like. He grabbed two of those because there were two people out there in trouble. And he ran back in the water and swam out to where they were, which was a long way out. And when he got out there, there was a father and a son that were swimming and couldn't get back to shore. So he put them both on the boogie boards, and he pulled them and swam back to shore. And when that dad walked back on shore, he fell in the sand exhausted. And he collapsed on the sand. And he thanked my brother over and over and over because he saved their life, because they weren't too far from going under. But he saw them when he was out swimming. He saw them way out there, and they were waving. And he's like, why are they waving out there? And it's because they got stuck out there. Do you know what happened and why that man couldn't swim back? Does anybody know what happened out there? Why couldn't he swim back? He was swimming. Why couldn't he swim back to shore? He did. They were in a rip current. You see what happens? If you're out at the beach, next time you go to the beach, look around and see if you see one of these. You see how all the roughly the waves are coming in to the ocean? And y'all have probably seen this in Haiti. Well, in the middle, it's kind of calm. It's because the ocean's not coming forward. The ocean's going backwards. And they got on the other side of that, and it just kept... It's like swimming in the river against the current. They just weren't making any headway, and they just kept going further and further out until my brother saw them out there waving. I thank the Lord for my brother David. Because he loves to swim, I thank you that he saw that man and his son and knew how to save them. And don't you know that man was out there praying to God, save us? And he used my brother to answer that prayer. The Lord tells us to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for your hope that is in you. So be ready always for the Lord to use you, and he will. I leave you with Psalm 50:15. Call on me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Amen.
And on a side note, I didn't tell you how you get out of the rip current. You have to swim parallel to the shore until you get out of the current, and then you can swim back to shore.